Welcome everybody. Shir number 1610. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Bli Shadoiv, Ben Rabban Zisa, Lila Nishmas Bli Mabas Ramosh and Lufu Shlema Yaakov Ben Sara, getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, of course, we're in the middle of the category of Chasar and Kis, Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis. So there's a beautiful sefer, Hilchas Shabbos, written. You can't really get it. I tried to get it in the United States. His name is Rav Ofer Malka Shlita. He's a major Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. A very close friend of mine, a big Talmud Chacham. Yes, we go back and forth, and he constantly quotes the Sefer, and he writes something along the lines of the Sefer writes for Allah. It's very simple, to the point, simon by simon. So, Baruch Hashem, in Eretz Yisrael, I was able to pick up a few copies of some various different simonim in the Shulchan Aruch. So he brings down over there in Hilchas Muksa, in Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis, in that section on page Kuf Ayin Ches, and he says in reference to a radiator, right? A heater. So if somebody has, let's say, a heater, right? And let's say it's cold over there, and where it doesn't get too cold, but let's say even in America. Now the question is, they want to move it around. It's plugged in. He says, even though it's still plugged into the wall, right? Mice is plugged into the wall. How would we look at it? Do we say it's chasar and kis, right? So he says, no, he said this is something that could be moved around. L'chayru would be klisha malachta le'isr. But again, klisha malachta le'isr, which when we get into it, we'll explain that if you need a place or you need the thing itself for a dover, for something that's allowed to be done, like a radiator, I want to warm up. Obviously, I'm allowed to warm up, right? And it's plugged in. I'm not moving. And there's no question of pulling out the plug. If I move it over the 10 feet, whatever, you know, it's not going to pull out the plug. In other words, let's say I'm sitting and learning and the radiator is too far. The radiator steam thing is too far, right? It's plugged in. It's electric. So in the mice, he says this would not be Eina Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis. Even though it's plugged into the wall, and you might say it's an expensive thing, and then, or you might say it's electric, like we said, many electric items could be muksamach maschasarim kis. But he says shimush hetu lavira mimakim lamakim. A person in general moves it from place to place. Now I want to make it clear, we can't pull out the plug and put it back in. Obviously, we're talking about where it's plugged in. It has a long plug, so I want to move the radiator closer to me or further from me. I'm too hot, I'm too cold, or whatever. So then he brings down that would also be fine. An interesting case, which comes up definitely in the winter. People use these little, these steam radiators that go by electric. So that would be allowed to be moved around, but you have to be careful, obviously, that the plug doesn't get pulled out or something along those lines. And he says, even if after it's off, let's say it went off, the heater went off, or let's say one of the kids or somebody walked by and by mistake knocked out the plug, so now it's off, right? So you'll say, what about then? It's not even on. So what status would it have then? So he says, even then, yesh behem shimush het. He says, even though it's not plugged into the wall, for example, you can put it sometimes to hold the door open, right? The person wants to hold the door open, so you need a little bit of a heavier thing. You'll put something like a steam thing, whatever. So again, bottom line is, sometimes people put something on. If it's not hot, it's like a little bit of a stand. It's higher up. You want to leave something on there, whatever the case is. But be it as it may, he says that Lamai said that would not be a problem. L'chayru would be klisha malach de le'iser. But again, it's klisha malach de le'iser, which when we get to it, we'll see that if a person needs the place or they need the item itself to do something that's allowed to be done on Shabbos, it would be allowed to be moved. So one should keep that in mind in reference to these little steams, these little radiators, which run by electric. Okay, it just brings down something which we spoke about also, just real quickly throw it out there since we're on the reading. All these different types of person sometimes has a contract that could have a deed, let's say like a deed to the house. They could have a contract for a business. They could have so all these type of things would also be chasar and kis, muksamachmas chasar and kis. And besides the fact one is not supposed to be reading them on Shabbos, al-shtari hadyotis, that's a separate issue. So to read it would be usher, and also al-chasar and kis, that would be us. All these different type of contracts. So the one has to be careful. Okay, just one more quick thing. We spoke about the heater, not a sefer, Reb Simcha Benim Cohen, actually, in his sefer, Muksa Practical Guide, he brings out reference to a fan, a regular fan, would also be klisha malach de l'isser. Again, if it's plugged in, we spoke about in the wintertime the heat. Now, what about in the summertime? The wintertime is cold. What about in the summertime? I have a fan. Fan is on. Sometimes a person has to move the fan a little bit closer, whatever, they're very hot. So he does bring down, does Reb Simcha Benim Cohen, according to some place, from an electric fan that is functioning on Shabbos is considered klisha malach de l'isser. So therefore, if one has to move it, again, it's plugged in. We're talking about where it's plugged in, even though it's on. That's the point over here. Care must be taken and brings down that one does not disconnect the plug, of course, when moving the fan. This is on page 121, 122. For example, one may move the fan if it is in a place that is needed, right? I need the place where the fan is for whatever the reason is. Similarly, one may turn the fan to face another direction. That's another thing that one would be allowed to do. Since it's kli shemalach de l'iser, if the breeze is uncomfortable, sometimes a person, the fan's blowing right on them. I don't want the fan to blow on me. So what do? I move the fan. I turn the fan, right? You know what I mean? Again, it's plugged in. You have to be careful the plug doesn't come out, but one would be allowed to turn the fan away from them. Or to move the fan if they need the place or so on. Again, being careful with the plug. And I just want to add one other thing. Say for Yisrael Lachas brings down, if I remember correctly, the little button on top of the fan. Obviously, the on and off button is not allowed to be touched. Also, the volume, it's on one, it's on two, it's on three. How fast it's spinning, that you can't touch, that's electric. But there's a little mechanical button that you pull up and down that makes the fan oscillate or not oscillate. It makes it turn or not turn. So then he brings down that it's safer. That's how I remember seeing. I do it myself sometimes, that you could pick up, you pull it up, it stops turning. You push it down, it starts to turn. It's not electric. It's just, it's a little mechanical thing. So it's nothing to do with the electric at all. And it's sort of like just moving the fan itself. So if somebody needs it to oscillate, you could push it down or to stop oscillating to pick it up. But again, not to turn the volume. You can't make a one, two, or three higher, lower, that you can't do. Of course, plugging it in, taking it out, that you can't do. But to turn the fan itself away from you could be done. To move the fan could be done. And picking up that little button to make it oscillate or not oscillate also could be done. One other thing which people should be aware of, that the vents to an air conditioner, a lot of times it blows on somebody and it's bothering them. So you could turn, of course, you can turn the air conditioner on and off. You can't make it higher, lower. That, of course, cannot be done. That's electric. That's usher on Shabbos. But you could turn the vents, just the vents. You know, the vents are facing you, so you move it that they should be facing away from you. That could be done also on an air conditioner, of course, as long as there's no electric changes or lights or whatever the case is. But just the vents itself are facing you. You don't want it to be blowing on you. So one would be allowed to move it away from whereby it's blowing on them, on as far as an air conditioner goes also. So one should be aware of those things. These are important things to keep in mind. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha kol tov.